Now, will you notice our attention is directed back to the trial of the Lord Jesus. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I've said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. In other words, he said, why are you asking me this? Because what I've done hasn't been done in a corner. It hasn't been done secretly. And there are many witnesses would tell you what I've taught. Now, notice the dignity of the Lord Jesus at a time like this. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, answerest thou the high priest so? What would you have done at a time like that, friends, if you'd been struck in the face? Well, I don't know. I think probably, unthinking, I might strike back. And I'm of the opinion you might do that. He didn't strike back. What dignity, even when he's subjected here to this type of humiliation. He's yielding himself now because he's going to die for your sin and my sin. Now, next time, instead of this time, I will examine what the death of Christ meant to different groups, by the way, and that'll be very important to see. But let me move on here. Verse 23, Jesus answered him, if I've spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now, the Lord Jesus is calling his attention to the fact that everything they're doing at this time is illegal. It's contrary to the Mosaic law. Their charge is that he broke the Mosaic law. They're breaking it. To begin with, no trial is to begin at night or to end at night, or to begin on the same day and end on the same day. And they're breaking their own law at this time. And they were not to smite a prisoner who has not yet been proven guilty. Now, will you notice verse 24? Now, Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas, the high priest. So we have no record of what really took place. And we don't need it, because Annas is the one that's plotted and planned all of this diabolical plot, by the way.